I click on TK Jingles almost every day. There's so many great songs there, there can be no denying. Some are about mail, but most are about clothes that Tony's drying. And there's too much littles, there's way too much. Though I really would love to listen. You know that I try, but now I'm like Nigel. I try, but there's so much that I'm missing. No, no, littles, it's way too much.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for June 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And there have been so many songs at tkjingles.com that it's mostly from the website. Nigel alluded to it this week that he says he gets between half a dozen to a dozen new songs a day. That might be a slight exaggeration, but it's getting close to that. It's, I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders and champions of this whole thing. And for the last month or two, I have not heard every song that's been uploaded, which it's disappointing to me because I love these things and I want to support them and encourage people and I want to have more and more material and need to try to think of new ways to filter this and share it and get it out there so that everybody can really enjoy the music that's being posted, because there's so much now that if you just go and listen to two or three songs, you miss the two or three other songs that were posted that same day below that one. And then once it drops below the fold, it gets very... a few listens, down the road, unless somebody's listening to the random playlist on one of the apps or something. So now more than ever, go to tkjingles.com, check out these songs. There's so many good songs. I'm going to do my best on this podcast to try to feature the ones that I think are interesting and fun, but I'm going to miss some now. I'm now the new Nigel. I've reached a point where I can't keep up with the flow at this point. Maybe it will slow down a little bit. We had a time sometime last year when Tony and Nigel were indulging these horrifyingly stupid emails that were like one sentence long. And so they were getting stacks, hundreds of emails, just stacked up of one sentence emails. And they were indulging a lot of them. But that fad wore out because it was pretty stupid. And I think similarly, right now, there is this great trend to indulge Tony's latest laundry story about whatever nonsense he did, with his plumbing or his flat tires or whatever. And those are funny and they're good, but, to me, I had two fears about this whole jingle enterprise. One was that there wouldn't be enough material, and that's why I became a crazy person 2 years ago and did 30 songs over the summer, because I wanted to make sure that this kept going. But then the other thing was that we would get a little bit too far and just be doing songs about Tony's laundry. And we're kind of there right now. He still loves it. And obviously lots of more people are getting involved, which is awesome. So it's encouraging additional folks to join the conversation and be part of this whole thing. So it's not just, the regular crew that's doing stuff. So it stays fresh and interesting. But I really like, the evergreen jingles, the ones that you can listen to a year later and have some semblance of what that jingle was about without it being about, what Tony had for breakfast on the 24th of April in a particular month. So I want to start with one of those, a parody of The Proclaimers' 500 Miles by Dylan from Lost Moon Radio, called $200, about Andy Poley and his annual clothing budget. Because I think this is a great example of what a jingle should be for a personality on the show. It's about Andy and it's about the way that he conducts himself. And it's really well done. It's a great, performance, and the writing is hilarious. So I really wanted to showcase that one. And then I think the best jingle of the past few weeks by Brad Weiss here. It's a repeat. It's to Don McLean's Vincent, but it's a great homage to Tony in the spirit of what I think the whole mailbag jingle should be. And on that point, when I launched the website 2 years ago, I almost called it Mailbag Jingles or something like that. But there was this idea that, these don't have to be just about the mailbag. I'd written one about Monday Night Football. I'd written one about Ron Jaworski. I'd written several about Mike Wilbon. And I had this glimmer in my eye that, you know, maybe someday these can be about more than just mail and faxes and notes. They could be about people from the show or topics from the show or whatever else. And so it's a double-edged sword. I mean, I complained about it a lot on this podcast, but that really was the intent. I didn't want it to be just email, fax, as notes. I mean, that after 2 years, that is admittedly a little bit boring. But you know, we need to be careful. So anyway, Brad Weiss, great example of a mailbag jingle here. And then we have two by Jason Fuse, or in collaboration at least. The first one is for Andy Greenwald from Grantland, who's been coming on recently. And Tony said that he didn't know him very well. For all he knew, he could just be a hot dog seller. So that's this tune. And then KJ and Jason teamed up for a parody of Kid Rock's and Sheryl Crow, or whoever he sang with the first time, Picture, called Sticker. Then we have John Neiswinger recruiting his kids for a Mickey Mouse-themed It's the Kornheiser Mailbag. And then Jeff and then Mr. Lip with two laundry songs. The first one, Fix My Tire, a Bruce Springsteen parody. And then Mr. Lip with Plumbing, about Tony's plumbing experience from the past week. And then Jason Fuse merging the two TK Jingles memes, Hallelujah and 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, those two songs that have been recorded a jillion times, doing them together. So this is great. 50 Ways to Hallelujah by Jason. And then that opening song, it's funny how this works out. Dylan posted this 500 Miles parody, and like 24 hours earlier, Brian FC had asked for somebody to collaborate, or, you know, to do one of his ideas around 500 Miles. So I took a look at the lyrics, and I liked the concept, so I did a little tweaking and then worked with Brian to bring his 500 Miles idea to life. And then after this, we're going to play a sampling from Nigel's Rubbish Bin, and then some bonus tunes, and then a fun mailbag, as always. Or as most of the time.
When he wakes up, well, you know he's gonna wear a Redskins polo shirt that he got for free. And when he goes out, well, you know he's gonna wear a Maryland jacket that he also got for free. And when he's working, well, you know he's gonna ask if there are sponsor shirts he can have for free. And when he goes home, well, you know he's gonna wear pajamas that he bought in 2003. And he will spend $200, and he won't spend one penny more, just to be the man who spent $200 on clothing for a year. Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Foley, we salute you. Spending less on all your clothing, than Wilbon spends on a single shoe.
Cara, Cara Orange, set you back a buck or two. I won't buy mine at Whole Foods, although I'm not opposed to flaunting cash. I like crepes off shell. Those are no mere bagatelle. Cost the earth, but what the hell? At my age, what have I got to save for? And I'd love some more of the midges you've sent me. Also product from La Cheeserie, and all those sandwiches for free. Littles listen in week after week. I tell them stuff I eat.
Here come the hot dog seller, Greenwald. He's a rider for the Grandland, Greenwald. Even though I don't know him, Greenwald. He is his own brand, Greenwald. No, no pressure implied. Don't over-intellectualize. Am I talking too much, Andy? Don't answer.
Now, if you don't mind, we'll talk again sometime about whatever I feel like. Catch up on that.
Here come the hot dog seller.
Green wall.
He's a rider for the Grandland.
Green wall.
But who knows about the next week?
Green wall.
What happened to Sal?
Green wall.
I relish the chance to talk to you again, Ma.
Hey, Andy, Andy!
Did you hear yesterday's show on the podcast? Nigel played my song a long, long list. It's about damn time, this is number 58. Finished another one today.
I hope this obsession fades away. Is this some kind of cult?
That's just how the littles play.
Something's leaking badly in your basement, and they think that it's your bathroom. Something's leaking badly down here. You're all up to something now, but Tony's leaving for a few hours. The plumber asked, "Was this leak slow?" Tone don't know. Tone don't know. He naps throughout the plumbing show. Lots of dough, yeah, gonna owe. Something's leaking badly down here, and you don't want to know just what it is. Someone's gotta do the repairing. Only thing you might manage now is maybe paint a flat wall somehow, and leave the plumbing to another guy.
I heard there were many ways to write a jingle that might get played by Nigel, and it's probably more than 49 by one or two, yeah. Melody from an Agrelli, a refrain from KJ, a ballad with Brad, those can all be had. Or two, a song with John, there's lots in to choose from. Write a note for Joe, yeah. Do a tune with June, yeah. Sing a hymn with Jim, yeah. Or just two. Yourself, yeah.
Each day I wake up at a quarter after three, and I can't fall back asleep even though I try. So then I give up, and then I get up to see. I'm gonna see if there's a paper in my drive. Then I check my trash can. Well, there better not be. There better not be crap that wasn't there before. Cause I'll get angry, then you know I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go wandering, knocking door to door. And I will act nice and polite, even though I want to go to war. What kind of neighbor would touch my can? So I ask, is your mother a whore? Watch the Nets game. Well, you know I'm gonna see if Kenny Rogers is sitting next to Chris. And what's Chris drinking? Wow, I think that it's Merlot, and on second thought, that might be Leon Sis. If it starts raining, yeah, you know I'm gonna call to see if Michael's seen rain. And in 5 minutes, I'll call my son again. Yes, I'll call him again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And then I will drive a couple miles, and if it seems to no longer pour, I'll call my son another time. Hey, Michael, why do you sound so bored?
Shepherd's Farm! Shepherd's Farm! Shepherd's Farm!
Is that what it takes to put your truck with mine?
Shepherd's Farm!
Shepherd's
Farm!
All right, you know, I complain a lot about the laundry songs, but the electric tire changing instrument there, whatever the hell that's called, in the Fix My Tire tune by Jeff was pretty spectacular moment in the history of TK Jingles. So I did thoroughly enjoy that. So this Friday, I'm going up to Rockville to meet with Nigel, and we're going to spend a little time exchanging tunes. A lot of folks write jingles, send them to Nigel. They don't get posted to tkjingles.com. So each summer, we have a very special podcast called Nigel's Rubbish Bin, which features the either the songs that have been rejected by Nigel or the songs that were sent in and just never made it to the main website. We'll feature them in Nigel's Rubbish Bin. Last summer, we had 9 episodes. It was one of my favorite things to do in this whole thing, just going through the archives and listening to all the different, precious moments that had never been shared. There were some real diamonds in the rough in there. That Vanilla Ice tune, the Orange Baby, was in there. It took 7 months or so for Nigel to discover that and play it on Tony's show. If you're a fan of this podcast, you got to hear that way, way sooner than everybody else. So we'll be playing Nigel's Rubbish Bin starting here in a few weeks once I have a chance to go through everything. But I'll be getting all those files on Friday. And Nigel's conveniently picked the day when Tony was off. So I don't know. I don't know if Tony just doesn't want to see me or it was just an easier day to get together to do a file transfer and chat about the live event this summer. But whatever, I'll be there. I'll be down there on Friday. And I'll get all those files and then stay tuned to tkjingles.com, my Twitter account at Jerry Negrelli, and you'll hear more details about all those awesome songs that will be shared pretty soon on the other podcast, also available on iTunes. So we have 4 songs from Nigel's Rubbish Bin from last year that I wanted to share, just to give you a taste of some of the unheard gems that will be available this summer. So we have Hey Jude by Tom Stragner. This was actually the origin of the blah, blah, blah joke, although none of us knew that because this was withheld for almost a year before anybody ever heard it. Then we have Stay by Jonathan Scriven, This Magic Moment by Brandon Bowkerton, and Patrick Moffat, one of his original tunes, Ring of Fire.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some.
Not your warning spell cast. Please don't. show is a fleeting thing. Love listening to the littles sing. And Hornaday tells us what to see. Aside from movies by Courtney, Kevin laughs at people dying. Chimps could be monkeys if they just started trying. And the show's gone all summer long, all summer long. Here comes the last mailbag of the summer. TK's leaving, what a bummer. He's gone until the football's on, until the football's on, until the football's on. Have a good summer, Mr. Perry.
As many awesome songs as you hear on Tony's show or on the website, there's so much more untapped that you've never heard. So if you've never listened to Nigel's Rubbish Bin, check it out. It's spectacular. So many talented folks listen to the show. So many smart and funny people. So many talented singers and writers. So check it out. I really enjoy it, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to share it with you here. So to close this out before the mailbag, I wanted to play the number one jingle of the week, Someone Dumped Their Trash in Mine by Joe Arrow. And then a little medley of Beatles tunes. One of my grand ambitions, ultimately we'll do it maybe when Tony retires. I've been working on it for over a year. But the entire side two of Abbey Road is available as an instrumental track, the original Beatles arrangement. So I have put together several different bits. I collaborated with some folks last spring to add some more to it and just have not finished it yet. So maybe someday we'll get to it, but I wanted to play the intro to the Abbey Road side two along with one of the closing numbers to kind of sandwich those together and give you a taste of what you may ultimately hear at tkjingles.com. I love the idea of like a 20 to 30 minute jingle with a ton of people involved. This is going to be a hell of a lot of instruments because, it's the original Beatles arrangement made available courtesy of the Rock Band video game on PlayStation. So that source sound file is available. So anyway, we're going to hear You Never Give Me Your Money and Golden Slumbers. And then we'll have some fun time in the mailbag.
When I think about my homeowner's rights, get up tight and go outside to that little place out back. Connected to an alley where my garbage is stacked, the green and blue containers filled with stuff I neatly pass. And it's just one more thing, and I can't take it anymore. Have my neighbors gone crazy lately? These punks out there leaving bags at my back door. Someone dump that trash in mine, can't you see? Someone owns a great big dog, he might bite me. The lids were open, cans were stuffed. Umbrella sticking up, this garbage don't belong to me. I'm going door to door on a Sunday morning, cause I'm sore. I'm checking cans, I'm checking all their cans.
You never give Junior money, and then you blame it on the radio station. Take some of that cash from Window Nation and pay the the man. Why is Junior so stubborn? He won't do the show as a favor. You know it's simply not in his nature. Probably needs money for pants.
I'm in college, I need help. Though I'm a young, ungrateful whelp, won't you write my paper, Tony? Now hold on, please don't shout. Give me a minute, hear me out. I only need you to write like 50 pages. The littles and the mailbag, best part of the show. The littles and the mailbag, best part of the show. Best part of the show.
Once it was a song sung by Gary. Now it's a song that you can sing too. And when you're done, please put it on tkjingles.com.
Tony's mailbag ends the show. Doesn't work anymore. Not since 1994.
What happened to the America that Tony loved? If you were rich enough, you could have someone murdered. It seems that Tony really knows nothing about money laundering. We eventually gotta kill ourselves just trying to keep up. Minutia mining every day for just a few keywords. Now you gotta sing it about it with Jingle and Laundry.
Jingle and Laundry.
Take your money out, move it all around. Gut them like a trout for 20K down. Hear an old man shout, write a lyric down. Pockets comes out, Jingle turns around. With Jingle Laundry.
Perfect, perfect by Jason Fuse. Jingle Laundry. I think I may rebrand the URL. It's just tklaundry.com. All right, so time for the TK Jingles mailbag. Got some emails here I wanted to read. First of all, this is from Andrew in Harlem talking about the app. Says, I love the app, but I have some problems loading songs, so I decided to uninstall it, then reinstall it. However, it keeps giving me errors. Can't download it. Please tell me what to do. I miss being able to listen to the app. If you have a similar problem, please contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com. That's the first complaint that I've had. Most Android and iPhone users are able to use it every day without error. So if you're having an issue, maybe it's an issue with a particular phone or OS version, I'd like to know more about it. So contact me and let me know. Then in response to me tweeting at some point that there were 20 tickets left for the TK Jingles live event, Jordan Baker says, there are 19 now. I'm looking forward to being in the presence of a bunch of strange hobbyists. I think that's a good thing. I'm not entirely flattered by that description, but you know, I guess we'll take it. I'm glad that folks are excited to be there. And then Robert Berg had posted a jingle called Obsession, which is one we had often talked about in the past as a song to cover because so many of us were obsessed with this medium. And Robert says, it's all I think about. Well, this and my Dynasty Fantasy Football rookie draft going on right now. My dorkdom has multiple dimensions. Sounds like something my wife would say about me. Adam Benson says, I'm listening to Jerry Negrelli's podcast at work, and it always leads to stares, mostly because I'm wearing headphones and laughing my ass off. Dave in San Antonio, this is a great one. He says, Jerry, I was inspired to do a jingle and submitted it to your site tonight. I hope I did all right. Dave in San Antonio. And that is one of the main reasons that the website exists today. As I've said before, I wanted to make sure that all the work we're putting into this wasn't lost to obscurity. So that's part of the reason, just posterity. But one of the other main reasons is so that there is a forum for folks that don't get on the show or that are new to it to feel free to post their stuff, get feedback, join the conversation, and be part of this whole thing. Then Jonathan Conrad says, I'm surprised Chris didn't ask Chuck Todd, how many jingles have you gotten, Chucky? Class all the way, Boogie. And that only makes sense to you if you listen to the show, which I presume 99% of you do. So sorry, Mom, if that didn't make any sense. And then Phil Mags says, can I get a TK Jingle sticker? And I'm proud to say we've now reached the point where it's going to take more than that. If you want a TK Jingle sticker, you got to send in a funny note or you got to just send some cash. Go to tkjingles.com. There's links to buy them. But I would prefer a funny email or note, and then you can get a sticker. I'd be glad to oblige. And lastly, we have 150 people attending TK Jingles Live. And the tickets are free, so I'm sure some people will flake out. But it is humbling, exciting, thrilling, exhilarating. I don't know what other exuberance I can put into this, but I hope we live up to your expectations. We're going to try to leave some time there so we can just shoot the breeze and chat with everybody and just enjoy each other's company. We've got a lot of material to get through. I put the set list together and was compiling some karaoke tracks this past week. There are currently 74 songs, and that sounds like a ton. But you got to remember, a TK jingle is like 30 to 60 seconds, at least the classic ones. So, you know, we have about 2.5 hours of content. And show starts at 7. We'll try to keep it focused. We have a pretty strict schedule to stick to, so we'll see how it goes. We also may leave some time at the end or in the middle for some improvisation, for some requests, something fun. If you have suggestions or any other notes you want to send to me before June 27th, when you'll be joining us at Kilroy's in Springfield, Virginia, send them to @JerryNegrelli on Twitter or podcast@tkjingles.com. Next week, I am at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, so it is unlikely there will be a podcast. If for some reason I'm able to record on the road, we'll see if we can get some kind of little micro edition of this thing, or maybe a best of or something, so that you can get your TK Jingles fix. But as always, I really appreciate your support. Thank you for listening. If I'm not here next week, I'll be here in 2 weeks as we lead up to TK Jingles Live, the culmination of 2 years of stupidity and hard work. So thank you for listening.
Remember when these songs were all about email and not Tony's laundry? Not his life's every detail. Boiling eggs, bocce ball, 90s rap, Redskins football. Where will it end?
Now, I've got just a couple more. This is from Brad Weiss.
Brad Weiss, we're unfamiliar with Brad Weiss.
I think he's done stuff for us before. He does a lot of Beatles tunes for us, yes.
So here we go. Let me get this in.